Pleased to welcome in Jake joining us on behalf of Elite Lifestyles. Jake, it's been a couple weeks since we've seen you. How's it been going over there at Elite?
Good, good. Doing well.
Good, good. Glad to hear. The Nebraska Land Ace Festival in full swing, of course, and you have one of the most convenient locations in the entire community for folks to just swing on in, whether they're lifelong citizens coming back to town to visit or they're visiting our community for the first time.
Absolutely. Yep. We got everything you need to keep yourself on track through the weekend here, and located right there on the S curve, right across from Lohman's Automotive and Parlor Tattoos across the street, Enzo Gym. So we got a lot of good businesses sitting right there.
Yeah, the Four Corners, as they've kind of been dubbed recently.
Yeah, that's right.
Four Corners. Okay.
The Four Corners of North Platte. But now, Jake, let's talk a little bit about some misconceptions when we talk about getting the body back into that temple fashion, and specifically in watching what we consume and watching what we eat. I think there's a misconception, and thankfully in recent years we've diminished it quite a bit, but there's still this conception somewhat that if I'm going to be eating healthy, I have to sacrifice taste and quality. And Elite Lifestyles can really prove to you that that's not the case.
Sure. Another misconception might be that you have to starve yourself to lose weight, you know, and be in a severe decreased calorie state, when in actuality you can do a lot of things to rev that metabolism up, feed the metabolism, get a lot of good food in there, stay energized, and still drop the pounds that you're looking to drop.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we talk about not sacrificing taste, I have to bring up my new favorite drink. It's the protein shake that you have over there at the shop. That was the Chips Ahoy flavor.
Ah, yes.
Oh, it is good.
Yeah, I think it's pretty dang good.
Jake was very thoughtful, Rick. He gave me a sample of this, and then oddly enough, after I'd sampled that, I walked out with two or three containers, and I don't think the containers lasted the rest of the week.
I had drank those pretty quick. And setting the hook.
Yeah.
That's right.
Good business strategy. I tell you what, I'm hooked on it. It is delicious.
Happens a lot with the samples.
But
we do that, you know, so people feel comfortable with what it is that they're buying.
Sure.
You know, and
you want to kick the tires.
Yep, exactly, exactly.
And there's a variety of big names like Chips Ahoy and Sunny D that have been transferred into those energy drinks too.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of companies nowadays are doing big flavor collabs, they're called, you know, and just like today I'm drinking the Rise Energy drink, and they actually have a collab with the Ring Pop. Like you mentioned, they have Sunny D, Smarties, Kool-Aid, so that they got some really good, interesting flavor collabs
there. Cool. Mm-hmm. How did you get interested in this and ultimately get into the business doing this?
Oh gosh, Rick, that'd be quite a story. I don't know if we want to go all the way down that road, but honestly, it started off with some herniated discs that I had in my late 20s.
Ow.
That yeah, it kind of really made me stop and take a look at my life and look at my lifestyle, my diet and nutrition, and break down my movement habits and my posture habits and all that good stuff, so I could really figure out what was going on there. I just felt like I was maybe a little too young to be feeling as old as I was. So
No joke.
Yeah, that's kind of what got me started on the path. I was originally getting into possibly looking at getting into physical therapy, and a few things occurred, and here I am today.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
You were a trainer for a number of years too, and obviously
yep.
that expertise still helps out in the shop over there at Elite.
Yep, trainer. I've done some amateur bodybuilding, so I have prepped for several shows. I know what it takes to diet down and get ready for those shows as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, Jake, if there's folks that are wanting to continue the healthy lifestyle, encourage them to stop into Elite, check out the products, because there's nothing quite like it, and words don't do it justice. But even if you're a novice in this industry, too, and you're just wanting to start maybe watching what you consume and trimming a little bit of fat and eating healthier, we encourage you to stop in Elite, too. It doesn't matter if you're a novice or a pro in this game.
Little bit of fat?
Or a lot. It could be a little or a lot.
I mean, we're beyond pinch an inch. We're grab a slab.
got the fuel tank going.
Rather you pinch an inch or grab a slab, you can stop in at Elite.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, that's exactly right.
So, Jake, when can folks swing on in if they're interested in stopping by Elite?
So we're open from 9:30 to 7:30 during the week. We are open from 11 to 5:30 on Saturday, closed on Sundays. But we're happy to receive you at any time during those hours.
I want to talk a little bit, too. It's busy Nebraska Land Day season. Meal prep can be huge, and I think there's a misconception when you talk about meal prep, you got to be standing in the kitchen for hours doing all this cooking, not to mention the cleaning after, or you have to drive through some of these establishments. And And it's there's a happy medium with Elite Lifestyles, too, with some of these microwavable meals that you have the great taste, the great quality, and it's going to be healthy for you, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a couple good companies in there providing our meal prep options with the Clean Eats and the MegaFit meals. A lot of meal varieties. They're very fairly priced with Clean Eats at $8 a shot. The MegaFits will run anywhere from $10 to $15 a meal, depending on what meal you choose on those. But they are very clean with a lot of nutrition in there. And if you want to save yourself that fast food line and beat the dishes at the end of the night, then highly recommended. It's gonna take the thought process out of the game too, you know, so it makes it a little easier on people where you don't have to sit down there and measure out your quantities of food if that's what you got going on right now or whatever the case is with the meal prep. So just make it easy and a good way to get some good nutrition in your life.
Jake, anything else you'd like to add today, sir?
You know, we're bringing in a lot of different herbs and vitamins right now. So we're really expanding with the shop, nootropics as well. So I invite everybody to stop down and see what we got going on there. We've also just recently brought in a company, Revival by Jack, which I'm sharing across the office today with the protein cookies. And they just have a really, really good product there. The cookies are baked fresh on Wednesday. They're shipped to us on Thursday. We receive them on Monday. So these cookies are just as fresh as you can get. You know, it's not your typical protein bar that's been sitting on the shelf for couple years or whatever the case may be, and just really flavorful. You don't even realize that you're eating something that has protein in it, to be honest. They have a lot of different options, and really excited to have them in shop.
Well, we will do the official on-air taste test here.
Sounds like a deal.
You have several items too that are similar to this over at the shop too, Jake, that there's protein in it, it's healthy, but the taste is just like some of the goodies you get out of mom or grandma's kitchen.
Yeah, you know, we're very flavor conscious in the shop there. We don't bring it in unless we like it ourselves. So we make sure that we got good taste in products to help fuel our nutrition.
This one passes muster.
Does it?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's good.
Yeah.
Good. I picked out one. It was a snickerdoodle.
There you go.
Okay.
Very tasty.
Can't go wrong with snickerdoodle.
I'll be having mine with the morning coffee in a little bit. I went with a brownie flavored one.
Uh-huh.
I love the brownies. So.
Can't go wrong there either.
No, you really can't. Jake, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to see you in the studio, my
appreciate
friend.
Appreciate it, Tristan.
Enjoy Nebraska Land Days.
Yep, you as well.